This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Fuad Nijim. He's a member of Grace Lutheran Church in Palo Alto, California, Finance and Administration of Stanford University Department of Radiology, lay leader with the Association of Lutherans of Arab and Middle Eastern Heritage, and with ELCA Ethnic Specific and Multicultural Ministries. Growing up as a pastor's kid felt like being part of a large family. Everyone at church was like a sibling, a cousin, an aunt, or an uncle. My congregation, Evangelical Lutheran Church of Hope in Ramallah, West Bank, was a close-knit community with so much energy and joy. My favorite moment there was when I was confirmed by my dad, Pastor Bassem Najim. Each confirmand received a Bible as a gift, and was a verse specifically chosen for him or her. Mine was, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love." That's 1 Corinthians 16. After 20 years at Stanford, I'm most energized by the students and their faculty. I cannot stop being amazed at their dynamic and ceaseless striving for knowledge and new ideas, and their drive to break through new frontiers. I take every opportunity I can to read some of the papers they publish. When my congregation, Grace, traveled to Palestine in the spring of 2011, we visited Hope, my home congregation, and held a joint bilingual worship service in Arabic and English. Afterward, the two congregations mingled together during a social hour. This was a very special moment for me. It was a time with both parts of my cultural identity, Palestinian and American, blended into one, socially, spiritually, and in prayer. Christians of the Holy Land carry the cultural heritage of the Bible. How we read and interpret the Bible stories is connected to our heritage that is traced back to biblical times. We bring added value. We help complete the contextual theology of today, and we weave threads of our own colors into the tapestry that is the church. I was only 6 years old when tanks rolled into my hometown. I started hearing loud explosions one evening, and we rushed to the basement of the church parsonage and stayed there for 6 days and nights. My childhood and school years were tainted with Israeli soldiers roaming the streets and stopping us at checkpoints. These intense experiences and memories shaped my identity and spirituality. As a founding member of the Association of Lutherans of Arab and Middle Eastern Heritage, I worked tirelessly alongside others to draft and edit our bylaws and vision statement. The ELCA Churchwide Assembly accepted our association in 1993 after a 1992 consultation with Middle Eastern origin Lutherans. We were elated to become the fifth ethnic community acknowledged by our church. One thing that might surprise people about me is that I'm a musician. I grew up learning music and piano through my years at Ramallah Friends School and at St. Olaf College, and I enjoy playing piano during my free time. I was a member of Grace's Bell Choir for years. We'd perform separately or jointly with the church choir or accompany the congregation during hymns. I hope that our church will continue to invest in ministry and outreach to all the ethnic communities and to join the struggle toward a just society for all. As our communities become increasingly multi-ethnic and multicultural, our call to bring to the table and lift up the voiceless becomes increasingly valuable. I hope that faith, prayer, and songs that are multicultural will one day become common in the Lutheran Church. I'm a Lutheran because I was baptized and confirmed into the faith. I enjoy and deeply cherish beautiful Lutheran hymns and liturgy through which I affirm my faith. Faith is our relationship to God that we hold dear inside and try to express during our daily lives.